Hello everyone and welcome to UK Low Carb and another special mini episode, this time with Sam Feltham, who is a director of the Public Health Collaboration. If you don't know the PHC, then they're a charity based here in the UK who support people on their journey, quite often with type 2 diabetes, but it can be all types of symptoms to do with metabolic syndrome. And it's helped people to be empowered to go to their GP practice and work with other people in a similar situation and to give them some advice. Now, this episode is from May 2020. I'm only playing a little snippet of that show because in this episode, you'll hear the experiment that Sam conducted on himself where he was able to prove that a calorie isn't a calorie. Now, this is a really interesting topic, calories, because I personally believe that, okay, the whole calorie idea is physics, of course it is, and we also know that the body doesn't just digest any calorie in the same way. There are empty calories. Everything has got calories, really, you know, including this table I'm sat at now. If you burnt it, it would have calories in it, and that's just energy release to change the temperature of water by 1 degree. So calories are everything. However, at the same time, if you think that is a unit of energy, I do think that excess energy in your body and your food consumption can be a problem as well. So restricting calories is not a bad idea per se. However, I don't think it's as simple as calories in, calories out. And that's what Sam proves to be incorrect here. So he actually goes on a certain program to eat certain foods. And I won't give away the actual episode, but his results are very telling. And it's about the chemical reaction that our bodies have with the food we're eating, regardless of how many calories are in that food, but more importantly, how much fat, how much sodium, but of course, how much sugar, how much carbohydrate, which breaks down effectively into sugar in your body. So it's a really interesting episode, and it's got data in it, which I think is really exciting too. So I hope you enjoy it, and I'll pass over to Sam Feltham.
I wanted to demonstrate a point about all of this and how to kind of demonstrate this to the wider public, basically. And so what I decided to do is that I decided that I was going to do three different diets for 3 weeks at a time, but have like a 3 month washout period in between so that my body would kind of, you know, biochemically reset.
Right.
And so on the first one, I was eating a low carb diet of real foods. And what I did is that I ate twice as much as I usually would.
Okay.
And that equated to just shy of 6,000 calories a day.
Right.
So, you know, large amount.
A lot. Yeah, yeah.
A lot.
What sort of thing were you eating?
So, yeah, I was having scrambled eggs and smoked salmon for breakfast with, what was it? I think it was just green beans. I just did green beans, like, for my veg, like, throughout the entire thing.
Sorry for your family.
Yeah, tell me about it. Wait until I get to the other ones. And then it was, like, 1,000 calories of almonds. And then right. I'd have, it was mackerel. And I can't quite remember. It was mackerel and something
else. How did you face eating if you're eating, like, so many calories? You must be stuffed.
Yeah, I was really stuffed. By the end of the day, so the last thing that I ate was about 1,000 calories worth of steak and green beans.
Right.
And I ate that, but then after that, I had to eat like 1,000 calories worth of walnuts on top of that. So, you know, I was so stuffed. My hunger was so satiated that I found it really difficult to kind of continue. But, you know, I powered through, and sometimes I was up until like 11 o'clock at night, like just eating. Like I'd started at like 8, but I was like,
I'm 1,000 behind still. How has this happened?
Yeah, totally. But basically, over the period of 3 weeks, I ended up in a 47,000 calorie surplus. And this is a net calorie surplus. So this is after calculating exercise, the loss of fiber in your diet, because you lose about half the calories from fiber through your stool, basically. Yeah. And then you lose about a third of the calories from protein as well, because of the thermogenic effect.
Yeah.
And so that's all calculated after that. So 47,000 calorie surplus over a period of 3 weeks should have put me at a weight gain of 6.1 kilograms.
Right.
But in actual fact, I ended up only putting on 1.3 kilograms over those 3 weeks.
And Sam, hang on a minute. Are you trying to tell me that a calorie is not a calorie? What is this?
I'm afraid so.
What is this witchcraft? So. Calories in and calories out, and that's it. This is witchcraft. Yeah. Okay.
I know. So I actually lost 3 centimeters from my waist as well.
Ooh.
So my waist actually got slimmer. So that's incredibly interesting.
Wow.
So that first experiment was really interesting and kind of demonstrated to me that clearly a calorie isn't a calorie. But I wanted to take it a step further and do a dietary comparison. So this second one that I did was low-fat fake foods. So it's really the standard British diet Special K and skimmed milk for breakfast, kind of 0% fat yogurt. I had low-fat lasagnas, low-fat garlic bread.
And is this all pretty much processed food? Did you make the lasagna yourself?
So just this is all out of a packet. This is all ready meals. This is all rubbish, basically. And over the period of 3 weeks, after calculating the exercise, the fiber, and the protein, I ended up again in a 47,000 calorie surplus. So exactly the same.
Right.
And if you look at the numbers exactly, it's a difference of like 63 calories. Oh, so that's as close as you could get. And so over that period, again, I should have put on 6.1 kilograms of weight, but I actually put on 7.1 kilograms.
Wow.
So I actually put on a kilogram more than the calorie formula said I should have.
And what about your smaller waist? What happened to that?
Yes. So that actually went up by 9.25 centimeters.
Oh, wow.
So just shy of 4 inches. So it was... For a guy that is naturally slim kind of all of his life, just within 3 weeks.
I hate
weeks,
you for that. Carry on.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, man. for that to happen within 3 weeks was mind-blowing.
It's incredible, honestly. Isn't it?
It was incredible. And actually what I did with this second experiment, I did kind of like an experiment 2B where to recover – I went back on my low carb real food diet, but what I did instead of kind of going in a calculated calorie deficit, I actually went in a calorie maintenance diet. So I ate the exact amount of calories that I needed to try and maintain the weight gain that I had. Yeah, and again, this was after exercise, fiber, and protein. Yep. So on that, I was eating about just over 3,000 calories a day. And over the period of 3 weeks, of the 7.1 kilograms that I put on, I lost 6.1 kilograms.
So that should not happen, should it? According to the science of calories, whatever, you're eating the energy is going in. So the energy should be going out consistently. You should be maintaining your weight. That is such a simple experiment, which I find interesting. I mean, obviously it's not simple because you had to live that for a long time. I understand that, but it's weird. The scientific community hasn't kind of grasped that and done their own experiments because it's so easy to prove, isn't it?
It is. And there are metabolic ward studies that show certain aspects of this. So what I mean by metabolic ward study is that it's where you get participants and you have them in a room or, just some sort of location where you can control everything for a certain period of time.
Right.
And there's actually an interesting one from Canada where they did this for 100 days, but they did it with twins. So they had about 12 sets of twins, and they did it both ways as well. So they did it by underfeeding by 1,000 calories and also overfeeding by 1,000 calories. And although there were very close similarities between the sets of twins, you still get differences within the twins themselves. But then when you compare the pairs of twins, you get a massive range of weight loss and weight gain, even though they're on the same calorie deficit and same calorie surplus.
Right.
So you end up in a range of, like, I think just off the top of my head, it was between 1.5 kilograms and 10 kilograms of weight loss and between 4 and 7 kilograms of weight gain. It's just, even the really hardcore studies that have been done show that there are different ways that people express surpluses and
So deficits. So clearly the calorie thing is should be questioned by everyone, but maybe that's the thing. Maybe the next 10 years that will be the case and people start questioning that. Hello, you still there? Dan here. I can see you're one of the keen ones because you're still listening. So, got a very simple request. Please go and rate and review this podcast now on Apple if you haven't done so already. And I'll read it out next week on the show. So go and do that. Hear about your review next week. Everyone's a winner. Right, I'm going to shoot off now. Take care. Have a lovely week. See you next Friday.